Are you curious about that one supplement that I take every single day? In fact, multiple times a day? Head on over to Organifi.com/Varga, use promo code Varga to save 20% off of your next order. Why I love Organifi is they are glyphosate-free, non-GMO, superfoods, and adaptogenic fruit juice blends. Superfoods are really important for your everyday metabolic processes, and adaptogens are really key to help you overcome stress in stressful situations. Stress is a sign of being alive, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just make sure we have adaptogens on board so we can cruise through that stress, overcome those obstacles with greater grace and ease. Enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast, and you're going to love Organifi. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition solo recording with yours truly. If you are new here, my name is Rachel Varga. I'm a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 and performed nearly 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, and I also sit on the executive board of the Plastic Surgical Nursing Journal. So I am in the know of some of the latest and greatest with skin rejuvenation, the whole spectrum of aging well and regenerative medicine. This is a very exciting time to be following me because information is coming out so fast. In fact, over the last year, I've submitted 2 papers for publication, which is pretty cool. So enough of that. In this episode here, we are going to be talking about a few of my winter skin updates. There's definitely some things that I want to share. But before we get into it, I would love for you to subscribe on the YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button on the podcast, leave me a review, and also let's get into it. I would love to answer some of your questions live in the comment section. So don't be a stranger. And if you want to reach out to me afterwards, you can find ways to do that at rachelvarga.ca. All right, so different seasons call for different ways to care for the skin. And kind of between October to December, I was noticing a few trends in the skincare, wellness, rejuvenation industry. And then now we're kind of in another session or kind of bit of the winter. And I just want to give you some new updates here. So some of the questions that I got asked all the time is, well, Rachel, what are some of your top ways for mitigating dry skin? And I'm going to drop a couple of knowledge bombs here in this episode just for you guys. And in case you're wondering about some of the products that I have next to me, there will be a link in the description box for you to check out some of my featured products right now, which can be available on my e-store or through a consultation, because some medical grade skincare products, they don't allow to be sold on online e-stores. So you just have to get it directly through me. So anyways, enough about that. Mitigating dry skin. When you are, a couple of tips with cleansing, actually, when you're cleansing your face, I want you to start to notice certain areas of your face where maybe you're getting some more breakouts or maybe noticing a little bit more roughness. And I really want you to pay attention to that. That might be at the top of the forehead, the cheeks. For me, it's generally the jawline. That's usually where I might get a little bit of irritation from wearing masks or also just, you know, resting your hands, your head in your hands and touching your face and stuff like that. So when you are cleansing, just notice where there might be a little bit of roughness, because what you might need to do is make sure you're spending about 30% longer cleansing that area and also making sure that you're completely rinsing off your cleanser in that area. I actually watched my mother wash her face a little while ago, and she left an entire strip of makeup on the side of her face. So you don't know this stuff until you know. So I am giving you the download right now. Make sure you're completely rinsing off your cleanser. Bonus points if you do a double cleanse in the evening and you're cleansing your face over your sink with running water or in your bath or the shower, and double cleanse before going to bed. That's one of the key ways to mitigate dry skin, is getting all the garbage off of your skin. Dirt, debris, dead skin, pollution, products, makeup, really key. And if you are feeling a little bit dry, maybe do your scrub that night. Or maybe if you're using some type of complexion renewal pad with alpha hydroxy acid in it, which is, I have a really great recommendation to make that you can just send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. I'll get you sorted with those little pads. And what that can do is just give you a little extra exfoliation. A lot of times when I meet with people and they have dry, sensitive skin, they're simply not cleansing the skin or exfoliating properly. So they're getting that buildup of dead skin. And that's usually the culprit. There's a missing of cleansing, moisturizing, sun protection, and exfoliation. And if you want access to my 5-step sophisticated skin cheat sheet, if you register for my newsletter at rachelvarga.ca, that is going to get delivered to you ASAP. And by the way, especially with social media, we can get deplatformed at any time. And there's definitely a lot of things that I want to be sharing, but I'm not going to share publicly on social platforms for a plethora of reasons. So when you get on my newsletter at rachelvarga.ca, you definitely get kind of the additional insight that I like to share that I won't share for free on social media platforms. So just a little insider tip there. All right, so let's talk about making breakouts go away really, really fast. So if you are a longtime listener, I love you so much. I'm so incredibly grateful for you taking this journey with me. You will know that I'm acne prone and I probably get a breakout maybe every couple of weeks, but truth be told, those breakouts actually only last about 3 days because I have the right tools in my toolkit to make them go away in a flash. So cleansing is really key. If you are acne prone, maybe have it. Oh, got thumbs up there. Did you like my snap? I think you liked my snap. Trying to make this exciting for you guys. Let's make aging kind of fun and not be so scared about it. Honestly, my clients that I meet with in their 60s and beyond are living vibrantly. They've cultivated their body, mind, spirit, energy practices. This is really where I glean inspiration is I see people doing really well. And I want to share with you guys how you can do really well too. And our self-care practice is definitely part of that. So for me, how I make my breakouts go away really fast is if something pops up, say for example, I just had one pop up right here. Surprise, surprise, I do this all day long, right? I did a consult for somebody and they were saying that they get breakouts to their jawline. And within about 5 minutes, I saw them touch their face like 10 times. I was like, first of all, you got to stop touching your face. Do not touch the face after you put your products on and your makeup. So I love having a spot treatment on hand, say with a little benzoyl peroxide. Bonus points if you are using one that I recommend that's even got a little oligopeptide 10 in there, which helps to reduce inflammation. Because when you get a breakout and it's kind of red, that's actually inflammation. We want to reduce inflammation on the inside and also on the outside of our skin too, on the inside of our body rather. So I'll use a little spot treatment. I'll spend a little extra time scrubbing that little zit kind of. So if you think about a zit, there's like a little bit of a bump, right? So if you're exfoliating, you're cleansing, that little bump's going to flatten a little bit. And then your actives like benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid are going to be able to get absorbed that much better, which is fantastic. So I'll use a spot treatment morning and night until the breakout goes away. And I'll just kind of monitor it. If I need to kind of keep exfoliating, I will. I also have a killer mask here that is both hydrating and exfoliating. And that kind of, I'll actually go to bed with that mask on. And I just find it just helps to keep my breakouts at bay while also helping to help me out in the aging side of things. So we just had a question come through. Can I use dermal roller and retinol? So someone who I haven't met with is asking me about dermal rolling and retinol. So if you are listening and you decide to send me an email, what dermal roller do you recommend? I am not going to just sell you a dermal roller. And I get this all the time. I really want to do all of this work in as much of a responsible way as possible. So if you have been like probably 50% of the population, you've gone online, you've purchased a really subpar dermal roller from Amazon or eBay, you got no idea what those needles are made of, the manufacturing quality of that device. And oftentimes when you're finding rollers online, they're only about a 10 to 15 use type of roller, and then they got to get turfed because the little metal that's used as the needle, you don't actually know what that's made of. It's probably an alloy, and up close, that needle might not actually be a needle. It might be a blade. I've even heard of stories of those needles getting embedded in people's faces. So when we're talking about dermal rolling, there is kind of a very specific method to the madness. So it's not just about buying a dermal roller before you have your skin stabilized. It's not just about using retinol before you have your skin stabilized. There's definitely a method to incorporating rolling and retinol. You have to be really careful actually what products you use with dermal rolling, because basically when you're doing your rolling, I have my favorite one is the gold roller here. This is definitely probably 3 times more expensive than some of the other rollers out there. I just love the weight of it, but there are different depths that are available. But basically, when you are dermal rolling, you are creating little channels of injury in the skin, and then you're applying your products on over top. They're being absorbed transdermally about 100 to 1,000 times deeper than just topically. So you cannot just use whatever you have on hand with your dermal rolling because they may not be suitable for that type of integration in the skin. Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to highlight this question here. We had Lauren IC88. Welcome. You posed this question about dermal rolling with retinol. Love it. So you haven't bought one online and wasted your time and money. Love it. If you've been watching me for a little while here and you're curious about this, well, I just kind of gave you some laser coaching there. Thank you so much for tuning in, Laura. I love getting live questions here because y'all want to hear about dermal rolling, love plastic surgery, like celebrity stuff. I actually hate talking about celebrity plastic surgery. I don't like doing it, but for some reason on YouTube, everybody loves it. They find that stuff fascinating. All I care about is, you know, really what's kind of in your best, you know, highest good for you. And I think it can be interesting for people to kind of learn what celebrities are doing to look so well, or maybe if they look crazy, how you can potentially avoid looking crazy as well. So I'm going to keep doing those videos because I know that you guys love it. So making breakouts go away fast, vitamin A retinol has actually been recommended for acne for many, many years. And by the way, this isn't medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical or skin condition, you must seek the guidance from a licensed physician. But yeah, this is all kind of supplementary information to kind of help you out between visits and stuff like that. So my top picks for making my breakouts go away fast, really optimize my cleansing, optimize my exfoliation, use that mask that I talked about. I have a killer magnesium scrub that helps to gently exfoliate, which is great for sensitive skin also. When the skin starts to get talked to a little bit more, it actually ends up becoming a little bit less sensitive, which is fantastic. All right. So my next question, this is a perfect segue. My top picks for assisting with sensitive skin. I typically see a bit of an uptick in people complaining of having dry, sensitive, red, irritated, acne-prone skin with change of seasons, which is why I do the skin camps. Okay. So I'm going to give you kind of like what is the skin camps that I do? I do summer skin camp. I do winter skin camp. So when you have an hour with me, we kind of go through your customized how we can address your skin goals and different methods for you to employ at home and in clinic. And in that hour, we focus on you. In the skin camp program, I then have the opportunity to expand on kind of each topic that I bring into your awareness. And we do a deep dive in those topics. So I've gotten great feedback. You can check out the testimonial videos at winterskincamp.com and also summerskincamp.com. Skin camp registration information is all on the website, rachelvarga.ca. You'll see it in the top part, which program is running at the time. So if you have skin conditions, that's actually a great way to kind of go on a little bit more of a deep dive. And of course, I don't talk about everything I know for free on social platforms, but all that work I do behind the scenes actually really helps to support this free content I put out there. So thank you so much to all of you who have taken the time to take this journey with me and support me so that I can best support you. That's why I'm here. I'm here to serve you guys. And I get a lot back in return, just kind words all the time. Seriously, this community is incredible. And y'all have actually helped me get through this last year. It's been so nice connecting with many of you all over the planet. We're kind of all in this together. So my top picks for assisting with sensitive skin is, well, do we need to kind of change up your cleanser every change of season? So for example, if you're using a gel cream or oil cleanser, sometimes you can make some switches there. Is your moisturizer rich enough to meet your needs? Is it clean enough? Is your moisturizer and skincare products in general free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, and of course not tested on animals? But also, is the skincare you're using going to give you the clinical results that you're hoping for? So this is kind of the big thing. A lot of times people will go, you know, all organic or all natural, but it's unfortunately not delivering what they're wanting. So I kind of take the best of both worlds, the medical, that side of things, but also with how do we do this in as much of a holistic way as possible. So really, if you have sensitive skin, you just need to optimize the specific cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, scrub that you're working with. Maybe integrating a nice hydration mask. By the way, in this upcoming winter skin camp, there is a VIP option, which has a fantastic at-home kit. Previously, the mask that is in this kit, by the way, it's in this gorgeous white vegan leather bag, which is just beautiful. And that product previously was actually only available in a clinic in back bar professional use, but now it's being able to be used at home. It comes with a little brush and some fabulous under eye kind of recovery patches, which is great. And in the program, all VIP registrations get one of those kits. And also I show you how to use it. So keeping the skin hydrated, keeping the skin well exfoliated, and using products that are just right for you in the right way at the right time for you is really key. So what are some of my go-to at-home skin solutions? Number one is going to be living healthily. And it kind of sounds a bit ironic coming from someone like myself who's made a career on offering rejuvenation procedures. Yes, I'm fully aware of the irony in this. But to live a life that is in alignment with your highest good on all levels, body, mind, spirit, energy, especially right now, if you are a type of individual that I meet with and you are thriving, you're doing this stuff. If you're kind of wavering, you're like, oh, what's going on in the world right now? I'm losing hair. My skin's freaking out on me. I'm just not feeling good. You got to do the inner work. This is really the time for us to really help and support one another. So that's actually some of my biggest takeaways I'd love for you to take from working with me and tuning into this channel is it's not just what you're putting on your face. It's really what's going in your eyeballs, it's what's going in your mouth, it's what's going in your ears, and it's what's all around you and how you choose to navigate this life and what you choose to focus on. So a little tip here is just simply look for the beauty around you, right? Another tip is on your phone, I put a 45-minute lock on my social media platforms. So I will not have more than 45 minutes a day on Facebook, Instagram. I might increase that on YouTube because there's some pretty interesting stuff on there. And yeah, just really pay attention to what you're seeing. And honestly, I'm not even looking at mainstream stuff right now at all. And I encourage you to maybe do the same and look at how you're getting your information. And one of the reasons why I've decided to do this, and I'm just totally honest with you guys, if it helps me, it's probably going to help you too, is because I'm really tired of other people's distortions being like put in my face on my feed, because reality is changing. And the reality for me could be very different from the reality for you. And it's just important to maybe have some grace with yourself and others that you interact with as well. And just notice what you notice about that, what I just mentioned. And just really kind of protect yourself with the information. There's just a lot of distracting things happening right now to distract us. And I think first and foremost, we need to continue to work on ourselves and really optimize everything that we're doing so that we can kind of navigate this next phase with grace and beauty, right? Beauty isn't just skin deep, but I love talking about radiance. Cultivating radiance, you cannot get that in the products that I talk about. Sure, putting good products on your skin and using good products and having some really slick guidance is key, but it's really what you do at home. And the analogy I like to use with this is say you're living healthily once a month or once a week. You decide to eat well once a month or decide to work out once a month. You're not going to have a very healthy physical body. And the same thing goes with your skin. You want to be really quite routine and have a cultivated AM/PM routine. Some of the most highly functioning individuals have a very particular routine, and that's what's allowing them to function at a very high level. And I really encourage you to start to, you know, take notes from what I mentioned here on the show and integrate whatever feels right for you at just the right time and just the right way. If you ask for that guidance, you will receive it. And another at-home option I really like is red light therapy. I do that a lot. I am literally sipping on collagen all the freaking time. I have discovered a brand and I have been using it. And I've been keeping my eye on this brand for a number of years. They are making a really great collagen supplement and also a skin supplement that actually has Health Canada approval for reducing skin inflammation, which is huge. This is really massive in the space right now to actually have Health Canada have approvals for these statements. So if you have any questions about what I'm recommending, what I'm constantly sipping on right now, just send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. By the way, never feel like you're bothering me. In fact, I love hearing from each and every one of you, because what it does is when you have the strength and the courage to reach out to me and say, hey, I really like this topic. Hey, why don't you talk about this? It helps not just me create content, but it helps those who tune in to get reliable content here as well. So it all comes back around. We're all one, y'all. It's how when we support ourselves, we support each other and all that. So some of my other at-home skin solutions, what are some of my favorite things? Definitely having my basic routine, cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, scrub. Definitely having a solid mask, a really good spot treatment. I do sometimes like to use an eye cream. And also sometimes I like to use a facial mist. I have started to actually use a neck cream. My neck is one of the areas that does kind of irritate me a little bit. But I am personally wanting to go as least invasive as possible and moving forward with my personal rejuvenation journey. So I'm taking y'all with me. I hope you don't mind. I'm sure you're happy to learn my secrets. Oh, we just had a really sweet comment come in. Thank you so much, Lauren IC88. She says, I'm so glad I found you. I've been binging on all of your videos last couple of days. You are a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much. See, you are very welcome. And because you're very kind to me, you're going to be able to, get lots of little gems of insight on some of the videos I promote, and it's going to help you. So this is how this all works, guys. We just got to look at our world in a slightly different lens now. All right, so let's talk about what can be done in the clinic right now for things like redness, red acne scarring, and facial age spots. So there are a couple of treatments that are really ideal to do at this time of year. So for example, in the summertime, there are certain laser treatments that are ideal. And in the fall, winter months, there's other laser treatments that are ideal to do. So specific recommendations for each season is covered in my Skin Camp programs. And I don't like to make blanket statements as to, you know, this treatment does this, because everyone has different skin goals and skin needs. And I don't want to say anything that could potentially cause harm to somebody or be advice that might not be right for you. So that gets into, we get into excruciating detail on this stuff in a one-on-one session with me, or in an even deeper deep dive in the Skin Camp programs, which is super fun. But yes, there are 100% things that you should be focusing on at this time of year to actually undo some of the sun damage from the previous season. And also, just depending on what the season is doing, sometimes we'll be having more sun exposure in the season, sometimes less. So there are certain lasers that are ideal when you're not having as much sun exposure, or when you're kind of indoors a little bit more and you can navigate a little bit of extra downtime and redness, say, for example, with some resurfacing treatments. So I hope that that was helpful, talking a little bit about some of my top picks for mitigating dry skin. And I'll just reiterate, really be on top of your cleansing morning and night, double cleanse in the evening. If you're noticing your skin's a little rough or dry, maybe do your scrub that night, follow it up with your mask.
By the way, I am obsessed with bath oil. You should seriously
see the whole process when I fill up my tub in the evening. I got my red light on. I start to fill up the tub. I put my unscented, just magnesium Epsom salts in there. Last night, I used a little chamomile essential oil. Loved that. And I'll throw in some of this fabulous body oil. It's actually locally made, super clean, which you can get at rachelvarga.ca. And then just check out my store. It's all there. And then I'll just kind of hang out and I'll do my routine. And when you're in the tub, don't use the water in the tub on your face because that's kind of like your dirty feet water. You want to be using the water that's coming directly from the faucet, especially if you're acne prone like myself, not to mention if you're kind of splashing your face with just the bath water that your feet is with as well. You could be increasing your risk for things like eye irritation or like styes and stuff like that. You want to keep your lash lines super clean. So I might follow up my cleansing with exfoliation. I might do a mask that night. And I'll basically, it's not so much like how many times a week should I exfoliate? How many times a week should I use a mask? I want you to start to become more intuitive and more in tune with your skin and just notice that roughness, notice that dryness. Oh, if it's feeling pretty good, maybe do your dermal rolling that night and maybe use your retinol that evening. If it's feeling a little rough or dry, maybe do your scrub, maybe do your mask that night, and then maybe layer on your moisturizer over top. Those are all kind of things that I personally do to tweak my routines. I'm not like a very rigid person. I'm what you would call like a flexitarian. I kind of eat whatever I want within reason. But yes, I have done my Viome test and interviewed Naveen Jain, who's the founder of Viome, which is one of the most cutting edge gut microbiome health test kits out there that you can do at home. And they also have some precision supplements. So go back and listen to that interview with Naveen Jain on all things Viome. And also I did a really cool walkthrough of my results with Rob Pellow from Viome. So you can find all of those episodes at rachelvarga.ca/blog. And you can just put in the search V-I-O-M-E. You'll find those interviews. Those are really, really key. Top picks for mitigating breakouts, make them go away fast. I'll up my cleansing, I'll up my exfoliation, I'll start to use a little bit of like a spot treatment. Maybe I'll sleep in my mask that night. Honestly, it's like clockwork. I can make my breakouts go in like 2-3 days, including that super annoying redness post-breakout before I used to actually have to go and get a laser treatment for my red acne scars to break down the hemoglobin, which is what's causing that redness. It's almost like a scarring. And that was really annoying. I really had to rely on my in-clinic stuff to get rid of my red acne scars. I don't like wearing a lot of makeup. But because I've been able to really maximize what I do at home, especially during lockdown, I've kind of had a bit of a like skin renaissance myself. So that's why I love sharing this stuff with you, because a lot of us were kind of still kicking it at home. Super duper annoying. I miss seeing all of your faces and hugging people and all that stuff that's super key for the fabulous human experience, which is why we're here. All right. So top picks for assisting with sensitive skin. Just use stuff that's specific for you. You're probably going to need some customized guidance if you are currently using things like over-the-counter stuff. And also, if you are buying any of your personal care products, supplements, household cleaning products from these massive third-party auction websites, you have no freaking idea what you're actually putting on your skin and in your body, because the counterfeit beauty industry and supplement industry is insane business right now. You want to be getting products specifically through manufacturers or through approved distributors, which I am for about 13 different medical grade brands. You're not going to find everything I work with on my store because a lot of the companies I work with actually don't allow that. So that's access through either the skin camp programs or one-on-one consultation. You'll get all of that. Okay. So my favorite go-to skin solutions, it's being very diligent with what you're doing AM and PM. Having a routine that's customized just for you and for you to be able to employ that routine in just the right way. It's just right for you at just the right time. And yes, there are definitely some seasonal updates that go along with that. And in particular, seasonal treatments, what I recommend you really spend your time and attention on in the summer and in the winter is discussed in detail in my skin camp program. So join me at rachelvarga.ca. Register for my next skin camp program. I have one starting very, very soon. I do have limited at-home VIP hydration kits. I only have a certain amount of them. There's actually, these ones came directly from the UK because they actually ran out here in North America. So they just borrowed some more from the UK. So it's from a UK brand that obviously I'm not going to mention the brand in particular because it's not a sponsored video. And anyways, it's a really sweet kit. And there's always early bird pricing as well. And yeah, don't miss out on some of the extras. With this upcoming skin camp, registrations open now. So head on over to rachelvarga.ca. It's my pleasure to connect with you. And what I've noticed over the last couple of skin camps is that I'm actually having a little bit of an uptick of fellow physicians and nurses tuning in and taking my programs too. And that's actually really cool because there are other providers out there that, you know, we love to collaborate and learn from one another. So when other providers, nurses, physicians, naturopaths, other healers in different rights kind of take these programs with me, it then allows them to share some additional insights with their clients as well. So again, it's like this whole wheel of when we just get over the competition mindset and focus more in a collaborative mindset, how we can all share and help each other together in our service to others, we are really serving ourselves in the process too. Same thing goes with your self-care. When you care for yourself, you are setting the example for how others around you can start to care for themselves as well. And I just have to say, it's been an absolute pleasure showing up here. And very interesting observation that I will make. When I do celebrity plastic surgery videos, you've heard me mention earlier in this session here that I don't love doing it, but I know you guys are really interested in it. It's fascinating because when I talk about certain people, that's actually when I will actually get negative comments. It does not happen very often. And it's really funny. It's like, I wonder if there's just like some type of energetic attraction in Hollywood. I know that a bunch of stuff's gone down. It's just an observation that I've made. So that's why I don't love focusing on that stuff. I really would rather focus on ways for you to focus on yourself and hone in exactly what you're doing to optimize what you're doing, how you're doing it, and doing it in just the right way that's going to actually address your personal skin goals. Okay, that was about 30 minutes of me yammering away here. I'm sure you're very bored by now, or you've gotten a lot out of this. Either way, I hope you enjoyed today's session. Be sure to subscribe. Hit that bell notification. Also, you know what? I'm going to start ringing my Tibetan bowl every time I talk about the bell because I think that would actually just be super cute. Share this episode with a friend or family member that you think could benefit from some of the skin insight and all these other experts that I bring on the show too. I honestly have been able to have the pleasure of working with some of the top health and wellness icons in the world at this time here on the show through collaborative efforts. And it's just so freaking cool to see this rapid sharing of knowledge. And again, just a tip, get on my newsletter at rachelvarga.ca. There's a little pop-up. And that's really how I send out information for different talks that I'm on. For example, if I'm doing a guest appearance on a summit, I will share more in those summits than I share here for free online. And just because it's a separate platform altogether, it's private, you have to register for it. It's like a lot more secure than this. It's not just going to get taken down on a whim sort of thing, because I have to really be careful what I say here and not lead people astray, but also not get my stuff kind of, you know, weirdly adjusted, because it's happened in the past when I've just tried to do the right thing and share information. And then I definitely end up losing functions. And it's really freaking annoying when you're just trying to come here and show up and, you know, help one another out. So the newsletter is the best way to get a hold of me. I personally am getting really fed up with social media at this time. So you may notice I'm actually not on it quite as much. And it's kind of like an energetic thing that I recommend that you guys start to pay attention to as well. Really limit your exposure right now to other people's perspectives, realities. Really just kind of like go within and make sure you're doing things that feel right for you. And it's a whole different way of kind of looking at things, but there's going to be, I honestly feel like some pretty big shifts are happening. And get on board or get left behind kind of thing, right? You can either go through this time with grace and beauty and cultivated practices to kind of reach another layer of yourself, or you're going to really waver and have a really tough time. So deal with the stuff that's kind of in the subconscious or unconscious of yourself. And I'm doing a lot of heavy work myself. Some of my closest friends are also. So if that is resonating with you, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, send me a note. info@rachelvarga.ca is the best way to reach me through email. Anyways, love you guys so much. Have a fantastic day. There's been a number of you that stayed actually live here through the whole thing, which is great. I'd love to hear from you. Don't be a stranger. Have a fantastic rest of your day. And I'd love to see you guys in the Skin Camp programs, because the next one is happening very, very soon. Have a fantastic rest of your day. My love goes to all of you for tuning in. Share this with friends and family. And let's, you know, put a bit more of a positive, empowering spin on aging well. And let's look good and have fun in the process. Bye, guys.